We start hour number three. I am Jim Rome. It is a three-hour program. Keep that in mind. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So last hour, I started some thoughts on the Steelers and their defense, and I want to continue with that. But before I do anything else, as promised, to start hour number three, we are joined by the WBC champion of the world at 154 pounds. He is a two-time world champion, 33-1, 17 wins by knockout, 56-8 overall as an amateur. Charlo V. Rosario, September 26th on Showtime pay-per-view. We are joined by the WBC champ, Jermell Charlo. Jermell, great to have you on the program. How are you today?
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Really good to have you. So we're about a week and a half out from your next fight. How are you doing, and how did camp go, or how is it going so far?
All camps are hard. Everything has been great, though. Tremendous work. I've been pushing. I love the heat. It's been hot in Texas. You know, spend a lot of time training in here. Haven't left Texas because, you know, pandemic. You know, but, hey, I'm ready. It's amazing. I can't wait. You know, I'm excited just as well as the fans are. Hey, man, I want to see what my body could push it through.
I like that. That's like that Spartan lifestyle. That's a professional fighter right now. Now, normally I would ask you what it's like to train during a pandemic. You kind of laid that out. You like the heat. But something you said during the PBC podcast I thought was really interesting, quote, "I don't like the food that everybody in the world eats. I want to be different," end of quote. So what is your approach to food, your diet, and training? What's different about it?
Well, like everybody likes to wake up and eat eggs and stuff in the morning. You know, I ate a red snapper this morning, you know what I'm saying, with some vegetables, because when my day gets started, it gets started a little bit different. You know, I'm started it to work, and I want to be at my best during that time. You know, I don't want to wake up and eat breakfast and then try to go into a lunch. You know, I'm getting ready to go have dinner and then have dinner again, you know, and then I'm possibly just munch on some fruit. I'm not one of the type of people that you get hungry and you just eat normal food. I don't eat like that. You know, I don't want to eat these type of foods that the rest of the world eat. That's just what I meant.
Jermell Charlo joining us. I get that, right? If you do the same things that everybody else does, you're going to get the same results. Now, earlier this year, you were talking also about some of the guys that you've been sparring against, and it runs the gamut from small, quick guys to heavyweights. Like, what's it like when you step in against a heavyweight and you hit them with your power? Do they feel it?
Yeah. It's crazy because, you know, I heard a few heavyweights before. You know, I rocked a few of them, but, you know, I didn't necessarily knock them out. But, you know, they're a lot slower, you know, a lot slower than you think, but that's why you mix and match it with some of the smaller guys in a way. Then you start seeing these shots come at you. They like little BBs. Bing, 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 bing. Nah, I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? When the big old guys come hit you, it's like, it feels like, you know, you in a fight, fighting against a heavy-handed puncher with some 10-ounce gloves on, but it feels like that when you got a heavyweight in front of you, you know, but compared to a guy that's with 16 ounces, that's my size, you know, it feels like little buckshots, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, I like to mix and match everything up and, you know, be ready for any and everything that comes my way.
Sure, Mel Charlo joining us. Now, back in December, you beat Tony Harrison out here in Cali to take back your belt and to avenge your loss in the first meeting with him. What was your mindset going into that rematch?
Man, I wanted to prove a point. You know, I'm glad I'm past that because I don't got to prove a point. I'm got to prove a point to myself, but I have to prove to the world. You know, and sometimes you have to do that in life. You got to prove to the world who you are and how you do it. And so this one time that I had to step up and you know, be a part of this worldly thing and show the world why I feel like I'm the best boxer. Now, this fight right here, I want to prove to myself that I'm the best in the world. And it's just past, you know, being the best in the world. It's what am I the best Jermell that I will be my whole life? You know what I'm saying? And if this is my peaking time and my peaking moments and my prime, like they said, I can't do nothing less than, you know what I'm saying? I got to go harder than I ever been in my life. And that's just what it's about.
I think that's a great perspective. Like, it's one thing to know that. Two, it's another to know it, but actually follow through on that. Why do you feel like this is the time in your life where you've got to be at the best you've ever been to be the best version of yourself? Where is that coming from?
Well, I mean, because I'm 30 years old now. My opponent is younger than me, and I remember being in the ring with guys when I was 25, and they was 30, and I got to watch the old man, you know, like. And now I'm like, hold up, I'm fighting that younger stud, but he ain't even made it to where I'm, you know, really what I've been through that them 5 years. And I feel like that's going to play a big difference, even though we're still young. And, you know, but 30 is just that 30 is just that season, I feel. And then I want to get everything out of, I want to get everything out right now, you know what I'm saying? And I also got that ego of, nah, I could compete with the youngest, and I'll compete with the best, and I'm the dog and the animal at it. So, you know, by me being a lion in the ring and a lion throughout my regular life, I feel like there's nothing out there in the boxing world that's more vicious than me.
Sure, Mel Charlotte joining us. That's the thing, right? Like, I talked to a lot of guys, MMAers, boxers, NFLers. It's one thing to be that dog or that lion on the field, but you just said, I want to be a lion in my real life, too. You have to turn the switch off, right? There's ways to handle things in the ring, and then there's a way to handle things outside of the ring. How are you a lion in your real life? How does that play out?
Because, you know, I'm a provider for my family, you know, like I'm the provider for my family. And, you know, I sit up, I chill, I relax most of the year, fight twice a year. So that mindset is like, you know, when do I got to get up to go eat and go hunt? When that male lion got to go hunt, he bring back something big and vicious, something dangerous, something that could feed the whole family. You only get Thanksgiving once a year. And I'm that guy that got to bring in, you know, that big package for my family, and that's how I do it, through the sport of boxing. And, you know, it's other things that I have to do. As far as being a lion, I got to defend my family. I got to defend assets. I got to defend certain things and make the smart, educated business moves and you know, and so forth. It take a lot to be, you know, at a certain level in your life where people just see money and fame. You know, it's we humans too.
Jermell Charlo joining us. I love that response. Now, I'm glad you brought up family. Your twin brother, Jermall, you guys are going to fight on the same card on the 26th. It is now known as the Charlo doubleheader. What's it mean to you to have the Charlo doubleheader? How special is that for you and your family?
Well, this is a big moment. This is a big time. It's an opportunity. Not a lot of people in the sport get them. It's like hitting the lottery, man. You gotta know how not to blow it. You know what I'm saying? And this is that time. I ain't blowing my lottery ticket.
All right, so you're gonna face the WBA and IBF champ, Jason Rosario, to unify the belts at 154. When you think about Rosario, what kind of thoughts do you have? How concerned are you about him?
I feel like he's a warrior. He come to fight. But, you know, I fight for USA. You know, he's a Dominican that fight for his country. And I feel like I'm the military of America. We're big, we're dominant. We carry a lot of force.
Listen, man, really quickly before you go, I know you have to be off in a couple of minutes, but unification bouts are really rare. In fact, it's only the 8th world title unification fight in the history of that division. What would it mean to not only win that fight, but to unify the belts?
Man, this is a legacy move right here. This is a legacy mark. And I'm putting on a different, I got to put on a different show right now, because unifications don't come too often, and I'm excited to be able to be a part of this. But I want to just not look at this as a unification. It's just another fight, a big fight where I got to defend my life, put my life on the line.
Right, so last thing, you've talked about wanting to get the bag, not the regular bag, the family bag. Lay it out for me. Just how big is the family bag? How badly do you want the family bag as opposed to the regular bag?
Man, I've been getting a nice bag. I've been getting a nice family bag. So it's about adding to it, you know, collecting it. So whenever it's time for retirement, you know, you can retire and be happy. We don't have a 401k in boxing. We don't have a union in this thing. It's all business. And whatever, every fight is contracted. Any fight could be your last. So, you know, when it comes down to that, man, hey, I want everything. I want that big one.
Dude, what's for dinner? If Red Snapper was for breakfast, man, what's for dinner tonight?
Man, I don't even know what's for dinner. I got to go ask. I don't even know what's for dinner. But I know I had fish. I've had fish 2 days. It's supposed to have a steamed lobster, supposedly, about 11 ounces. You know, no butter, though.
No butter, though. No way, man. You're in training. You're the champ. You should have a lobster. He is the WBC champ at 154. He is a 2-time world champ. This is a big one. Charlo V. Rosario, September 26th. Showtime pay-per-view. Champ, that's a great interview, man. Great conversation. Really done.
Thank
really
you,
well done
appreciate
by you.
It.
Listen, good luck. All right, appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Jermell Charlo. Love that guy. He's got an extremely good way about him and a good perspective, and that is the fighter's life right there. I love that. Well, I was going to say I love that response about why he eats what he eats and that he wants to be different. I actually loved every response in the interview. You know, don't you? Does like certain guys, that when they come on right away, you can just sense the energy. You just know it's not going to be one of those cliche-laden interviews, that this is a different dude with a different attitude and a different energy and a different outlook. You knew right away you were going to get that. That response, though, man, I'm not going to eat what other people eat. I'm just not doing that. Me, I'm going to get up in the morning and have some red snapper. I'm not going to get up and have a bunch of eggs. I'm not going to get weighed down by that. It's a fighter, and that's a Spartan life right there.
Bing, 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 bing. Nah, I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that was so good. Now, that doesn't mean you bring your fish to the workplace and put it in the microwave oven and jack it up for everybody. Unless you are the WBC champ, you can do whatever the hell you want. And you're fighting to unify. As I mentioned, only the eighth time in the history of that division, there's a title unification fight. I couldn't respect that anymore. It's like, that's motivating me. I feel like getting up and having red snapper. I don't even like snapper. But hearing him lay it out like that makes me want to get up and have snapper. Except we come to work. We start early here. That would mean me having snapper in the office. And if I'm going to have snapper, I'm not going to eat it cold, and it's going to go right in the microwave. How's that grab you, Rit? Rit tried to hit me the other night on G-Chat with, yo, boss, I haven't had sugar in 30 days. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? How many days now? He's just shaking me off like, I don't know. Did we have the conversation 2 days ago, boss? Then 32? Don't get smart with me, Rit. Just answer the question, dude. You obviously are going through great sugar withdrawal because your attitude's terrible. I mean, I understand it's hard the first few days, but it's been 32, old man. He's like, man, I haven't had any sugar in 30 days. That's good. That's good. Adam Hawk, jump in here real quick. Since we're talking about, okay, first of all, what do you make of that? Like, our great source of fascination is Rit's diet, which is generally consisting of sugar and more sugar. Do you buy that? The old man behind you has gone 30 days without?
Not 30 days completely without sugar, but I do buy that he has cut down a lot. You'll notice when you come in the morning, he's no longer got the Rice Krispie treat that could feed a family of eight. He's no longer pounding the Skittles because he went through them all.
Because we ran out.
So they're gone. The Snickers are also gone. And he did tell me recently that he was trying to quit Dr. Peppers, which have 64 grams of sugar in a can. And I did some math for
Rit. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. And I said, hey, if you can go a week without your regular daily can of Dr. Pepper, that is 1 pound of sugar that you're not putting into your body. That's a lot of
sugar. Do we know that he only has one can?
Yeah, that's his regimen. That's his regimen, is one can of Dr. Pepper. I'd never met anyone that ever drank Dr. Pepper. It's kind of a kid's drink, if you will. When you turn into an adult, you just drink Coke if you've got a soda of choice. So for him to drink Dr. Pepper was shocking to me, and he didn't just drink it.
I don't know if I agree with that. Is there really a distinction to be made between Dr. Pepper and Coke as an adult versus a kid's drink? I mean, is soda not soda?
One is like a candy soda, and the other is like a staple soda. I feel like you have a Coke with burger with pizza. Dr. Pepper is like if you're still a kid in a candy store.
I'll say this, though. I'm not a soda guy, but diet Dr. Pepper, if you're going to do that sort of thing, is good.
I would agree. It's the one rare diet drink that kind of lives up to its normal drink. And I told that to Garrett one day, and he almost punched me in the face because
over,
he would,
like, diet soda is a reason to go for
yes,
old man.
Yes, he would never. So he actually went like 7 days without Dr. Pepper, and yeah, he was on edge, and you know, he was punching walls all over the place. But I'm proud of him. I'm really proud of Garrett Rit. I didn't think I would ever say that, but he has made the changes, and it's been great to see.
Is it a result of watching how hard you've been going? Or, I mean, I could have this conversation with Rit, but then I'd have to talk to Rit. So I'd rather talk about Rit in front of his face to you.
And I get that, because if you did talk to Rit, he would just say, thanks for having me on, finally, which was the first thing he said to you when he...
He'd have a bad attitude. He'd be way more confident than he should be. He'd have a bad attitude. He'd probably try and, like, chastise me for not doing it more often. Rit, this is why I'm not talking to you, and I'm talking about you. Go ahead, Adam.
But yes, he's on the up and up, and I respect it a lot. He also is a proud owner of a Peloton bike, which he uses. Mm-hmm. Between playing horse with himself in the driveway, talking crap to Paul Pierce. So, yeah, I've got Rit's back on this one.
What is our air quality today? And are we working out
outdoors or are we working out inside? This has been a real thing here in Southern California. Like yesterday, for those of you listening nationwide who aren't feeling it, lately Hawk and I have been on this kick where we're trying to do as much as we can to get right physically, which is going to get us right mentally. We're working out. Hawk's lost a lot of weight. He's been on the road. But now we got this thing with the fires, right? So yesterday I left the office. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. It's probably not – I'm not proud of this, but it's not the right call, but I'm doing it. I'm on my Peloton every day. I love my Peloton. I will always love my Peloton. Man, I'm going outside. Then I went outside and nearly choked to death when I got in my car. I did not work out outside. I was on the Peloton. How about you?
It's a smart move. I did not go outside either yesterday. The air quality currently where we are is at 154. That's the air quality index, and that is unhealthy for sensitive groups. So if you've got any kind of condition, you shouldn't be outside in it. And whether you have a condition or not, you shouldn't be sucking air outside in it working out.
So I've got my Peloton. What is your alternative? You cannot get on your bike outside or you can't get a run in outside. What are you doing indoors to get your workout in?
It's pretty pathetic. I got to move a lot of furniture around to establish some square footage and then, you know, just the standard push-ups, which I'd like to be able to do more of. This is a conversation you and I have had. You never know when some D-bag is going to roll up on you and say, how many push-ups can you do? It's a rare, rare, rare question, but
you better have the right answer.
Because it can come at any point. Some guy can say, hey, you know, drop and give me 10, and you're like, I better hope I can do that, because normally that's happening in front of people. So, yeah, just some push-ups and sit-ups. Nothing spectacular.
I want to hear from somebody who's had that happen, because it's got to be in the back of your mind, right? Because I don't want to say every office has one or every party has one, but there is always that D-bag. Be like, hey, yo, man, why don't you just drop and give me 20? Let's see what you got. See what you got.
And if you can't do it, you become the bigger D-bag than the guy that asked you to do it. And so anyone can do it at any point. You don't need any equipment. You don't need any training. It's just like, hey, man, can you do 20? And if you can't, it's very embarrassing.
You know who's worse than D-bag who says, drop down and give me 20? D-bag who says, get up on that bar and give me 20 chin-ups.
Yeah, I would pass in a heartbeat. I'd say, you can call me every name in the book. I can't do a damn chin-up to save my life. You win, and I'm not going to embarrass myself on this damn bar.
All right, so to answer the question, what's our AQI today? And are we working out indoors or outdoors?
167 today. It just went up. It went from unhealthy to sensitive groups to unhealthy for everybody. So I would stay inside today.
You know, my concern is that I might not fall under, quote, sensitive groups. But if I go out today and do what I want to do, I will then be in the sensitive group, right?
Well, that's the thing, is when you're exercising, you are taking in 8 more times oxygen than other people. So you're just kind of, you know, bong ripping bad air, if you will.
Bong ripping bad air.
Yeah, you're putting your mouth on the bong.
Good analogy,
of bad air.
Stoner. And well done.
You're clearing the stem and you're just taking it all in.
Spoken like a true stoner. Well done. All right, then. Thank you very much. So there, we covered a lot of ground on the other side of the glass. The old man is cutting back on sugar and Dr. Pepper. Hawk is trying to keep his workout. How much weight have you lost now, Adam? 16 pounds. Hawk is a freaking yo-yo, dude. I have never seen a dude gain and drop weight like Hawk. He's down 16, though. And part of the reason he's doing that, or how he's done that, is because he's on his road bike logging lots of miles. And when he's not riding, he's running, except the air quality here in Cali is horrible right now. So what do? Any one of you endurance athletes want to jump in and help us out, you go right ahead. If you want to talk about Jermell Charlo, I thought that was a great interview. You can do that too. I still want to finish my thoughts on the Steelers and their defense and how good they are right now and why they deserve some credit. Hey, Clipper bros, how you feeling about game 7? -7.5 for the Clippers. The Nuggets still not getting respect, at least not from the odds makers. All right, so we're open the rest of the way. 1-800-636-8686. The phone call is coming up. If you dropped off because we had interviews, call me right now. When you need auto parts quickly, O'ReillyAuto.com is only a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts fast. You can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Or you can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and you can pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They will even bring it out to your curbside. You can even have your battery tested free of charge while you are there. If your battery does need to be replaced, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery that fits your vehicle at a guaranteed low price. Like Superstart batteries, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles, get dependable power and performance from a Superstart battery for your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your lawnmower, your boat, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Dell's semi-annual sale is on with up to 45% off business laptops and desktops. With Intel Core processors, along with servers and electronics, all with free shipping, speak to a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL, or visit dell.com/businessdeals. All right, so on this notion of air quality, there's actually more to this. As an example, you might recall back in July, before I jumped the bird from my first two-weeker to Wisco, some listener from America's Dairyland called up and warned me about the 75-degree dew point where I was headed. And I'll be straight. You're like, I didn't know what that meant. In fact, nobody here on the staff knew what that meant because we're all in California. So why the hell would we know what a dew point was? I thought this guy was calling to say, hey, Rome, better be careful. It's going to be 75 degrees here. So I shredded the guy. Like, look out, Rome. It's going to be 2 whole degrees over room level temperature. Make sure that AC is cranked at your lake house. So I couldn't wait to jump that guy. And it took many of you, especially in that part of the country, about 30 seconds to clap back hard. Thanks to 100 emails and tweets, I found out that the dew point is very different from temperature. And then I was in for some thick mug on vacation. And if I didn't believe what I was hearing or reading, I sure as hell found out when I arrived there. Then I realized exactly what dew point was. Point is this, a great lesson in weather-related terminology. So, now that I've learned something from one region, it is time for me to teach something from our region. If you're wondering why Hawk and I had that extended conversation about that, maybe you've turned on the news in the past 2 weeks. You've seen that the West Coast is on fire. And I wish that was hyperbole, but really it's not. Right now, there are over 50 fires burning from San Diego to Seattle. And obviously, it's terrifying. It's putting people in immediate danger. People are losing their homes and more. And it's also doing some long-term damage because of the terrible air quality that many of us on the left coast are experiencing right now. I don't want to be a hypocrite, and I really want to go out and get a run in or a hike in, but man, the air is terrible. And I don't mean that normal Los Angeles smog basin that we're talking about. I'm talking about some of the worst air quality ever. Like, you look outside and you see a gray sky. You see a blood orange sun. It looks like a Star Wars moon. You know it's bad. Or you can go online, and thanks to the AQI technology, you can just see how bad it is. AQI is short for Air Quality Index. It lets you know how bad and unhealthy and how toxic the air is at any given moment, in any given place. I'm going somewhere with this. Follow me. As an example, an index number between 0 and 50 is good. 51 to 100 is moderate. 101 to 150 is unhealthy. For sensitive groups, 151 to 200 is unhealthy for everybody. 201 to 300 is extremely unhealthy. Right now, as I look where I live, the AQI is 166. So that's considered unhealthy for everybody. No joke. I check this thing every single day because, again, it impacts whether or not I'm taking my workout inside or outside. Huge part of why the AQI is important is when people like me go outside, or anybody. Like, where I live, there are a lot of people working out every single day. especially during the pandemic. But what's happening is you're sucking in air during your workout when the air is drenched in smoke. Now, I've done a little research on this. Ordinarily, I wouldn't know this. But you're not just breathing in smoke. You're breathing in dirt, wood, paint solvents, rubber, insulation, and gases. All of that. And if you're working out really hard outside, you're sucking in a whole lot of that. No bueno. But it's not about me. Here's where I'm going with this. It's about the Mariners and the Athletics playing yesterday in Seattle. Remember those numbers I ran down? The AQI yesterday was 234. Can I double back to that chart? Why don't we see what 234 means? 0 to 50, good. 166, where I am, is unhealthy for everybody. Oh, here we go. 234. 234. Extremely unhealthy for everybody. What the hell? 234? Let's play baseball. No, hell, screw it. 234? Let's play two. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Put me in, coach. I hate that song. Don't do that. Which they did. Yeah, I don't think Ernie Banks was saying, let's play two with an AQI of 234. But they did. Yesterday's doubleheader was a makeup game, so they played two. I'm getting choked up even talking about this. You know why? Because the AQI is like 166 in this studio. It's coming through the vents. Hey, nice, Alvy. All right, so 234. Why were they playing a doubleheader yesterday? They had a makeup game. Why did they have a makeup game? Wait for it. Positive COVID tests. You can't make this up about that makeup game. The M's and the A's played a doubleheader in very unhealthy conditions to make up for a game that was not played because of, you guessed it, very unhealthy conditions. Now, I wouldn't expect anybody outside of Seattle to ever turn on a Mariners game. However, if you did, you saw one of the craziest looking games you've ever seen. Because you couldn't even see the game. T-Mobile Park was so smoky, it looked like the world's biggest smoke hotbox. I'm just setting the mood right now. Imagine a ballpark, not empty like that one, but with 50,000 people passing the Dutchie. After the game, I mean, this is no joke. A's pitcher, Jesus Luzardo, said, quote, I'm a healthy 22-year-old. I shouldn't be gasping for air or missing oxygen. I'll leave it at that. He's got a good point. Now, if you want to quantify just how bad a 234 AQI is, some scientists from Berkeley Earth already did it for you. According to their studies, and this should put this in proper perspective, a 234 AQI is the equivalent of smoking 10 and a half cigarettes. So the A's and the M's just smoked a half a pack of heaters each during their doubleheader, which would be a light day for Jim Leland, but a terrible day for everybody else. But if you really want to see how bad this whole thing was, allow me to point you to M's center fielder Kyle Lewis. He's not just going to be the rookie of the year, but he made arguably the catch of the year in game two. Ran about 100 feet, jumped halfway over the wall, and brought one back in the top of the first.
The 0-1 pitch to Laureano. It's on the way, swinging a high fly ball deep left center field. On the run to the warning track. Kyle Lewis near the wall, leaps up, and he makes the catch! Holy smokes, Kyle Lewis! Over the wall in left center, brings it back, and he takes a grand salami away from Ramon Laureano. Holy smokes, Lewis timing that leap. High over the wall in left center field out near the pen. And that will retire the side. What a play by Kyle Lewis.
It actually was as good as he made it sound. Maybe the catch of the year. But I don't know what's more amazing. The catch. The fact that he brought back four runs on one play. And they still lost 9-0, Mariners. Or that nobody could actually see the ball go into his glove. I mean, Google it right now. Kyle Lewis. Or throw his name in Twitter. And the catch comes right up. And then look at all that damn smoke. You have to squint to see that ball go into the webbing. That's how thick it was in Seattle.
Holy smokes, Kyle
And those
Lewis.
Players from those teams, not only played in that smoke, they played too. Mark Canna, the A's, who's been on the show a few times and crushed his appearances, is married. His wife tweeted yesterday, quote, "I'm very uncomfortable watching this as a family member." Can't blame her. Wild scene in Seattle. And now the AQI in the Emerald City is 270. And the Giants are in town to play tonight. And if MLB was not going to cancel a doubleheader, I'm pretty sure they're okay with them playing a single game. I'm not going to watch. But if I were, I'd be inside on my Peloton where it's safe.
Holy smokes!
A Giants player, Mariners player, enjoy a half pack of Marlboro Reds. Because apparently that's the equivalent. The equivalent of 10 and a half cigarettes. That's the air quality. Jim Lehman's like, yeah, what? And? Anybody got a light? And? I like when smokers get their packs out and they do this. Like they got to pack it in. Yeah, I know. You need that even burn. A cigarette smoker?
Burning.
God forbid, right? God forbid. God forbid you got to burn that thing for 5 minutes instead of six. Man, pack that thing in. Pack it in. All right, so we're looking ahead to our last segment of the program. What do you want to hit on? I think I've covered air quality. It's bad. But not just as a way to waste time. I'm talking about air quality. You see the 49ers and Cardinals? There was a whole lot of talk before that game, too, whether or not they'd play that game. Cardinals made a huge statement. DeAndre Hopkins. Hey, what happened to that whole thing about you can't just step in and do this during a pandemic? You know, like Tom Brady. Tom Brady was not right. He needed more time. Yeah, but DeAndre Hopkins did just step in and do this. He had the best game of his career. In his first game with Kyler Murray. Bad air quality there. All right. Let's take a short timeout. Ooh, ran a little heavy there. Sorry about that. You know, I'm not saying it because I've got a relationship with Peloton or we have worked with them. Remember, I bought my Peloton. I paid cash for my Peloton. I mean, this was not like a barter or part of the deal. Like, I bought my Peloton long before we had a relationship with them. So I love that product. And especially during the pandemic. However, there are some days where you want to change up. And I just want to go outside and get some work in. But I would never want to either go outside or get on that bike after smoking 10 cigarettes. The Peloton is challenging enough. And I'm not a smoker. Dear Rome, 10 cigarettes? Psst. Please. I smoked that for breakfast.
Please.
Regards, Jay Cutler. Or Jim Leland, burning a heart on a plane. Unwar lucky cigarette guy. Oh, man, that's a good one. Lucky cigarette guy. You know who that is. You know who that reference is. Lucky cigarette guy is the guy who fires open a pack of cigs and then immediately takes the first one out, flips it over, and puts it back in upside down. And there has a lucky cigarette. And it's the last one that he or she smokes in the pack because it's the lucky one. So if you run into somebody who says, hey, man, can I bum a cigarette? Sure. Oh, not that one. That's my lucky one. As if there's such a thing as a, quote, lucky cigarette. You mean that little cancer rocket? None of them are lucky. They're all killing you. Walking around talking about a lucky cigarette. Stucknuts in. Kyle Lewis deserves to get called up to a major league team. Hey, Rome, quit your whining. If you want poor air quality, I can give it to you. Regards, the valet. I'm not going to dignify a stupid take like that by telling you who it's from. Steve in PHX, of course. Hey, Romy, the AQI is the equivalent of 10 heaters. I'm on my way. Regards, lighting a new cigarette with the butt of the one he just finished, guy. Right, lighting one off the other. Rome Slice, put me in, coach. Regards, Huey Lewis in the news. It's hip to be square. Hey, Rome. Pat Bev, Marcus Morris, Montrezl Harrell, and Pandemic P have proven themselves to be, at best, baggy, and in some cases, dirty. The idea that the Clippers are this little engine that could is almost as rich as their loony owner. Signed, Brett in Bugaha. Wore the Nugs, dusting these clowns tonight. But if not, wore the family-owned, LeBron-led, lovable Lakers doing it next round. The thing about the Clippers, they were that before. The, quote, little engine they could. You know, the grinders, the team of grit, the overachievers. They were that. Not anymore. Not if they brought in, quote, Pandemic P and Kawhi Leonard. Listen, I'm not going to say that it's inexcusable because I've got way too much respect for the Nuggets. If the Clippers lose this one, it's going to be because the Nuggets ripped it from them because they're that good, they're that talented, and they've got that much more heart. But if the Clippers do lose in seven games after being up double digits in Game 5 and Game 6, they'll never live that down. Not with that roster, not with that talent, not with that depth, not with that pedigree, and not when they're built to win right this second. Denver's not built to win right this second. They're young, man. They've got a brilliant future. The Clippers do not have that same future. They're on the clock. Quote, Pandemic P is 29, right? Kawhi's 30. They got to get it done now. Wondrous ATX tweets. Please tell Adam Hawk that Dr. Pepper is a quality soda. And he gave a garbage refreshment take. You got that, Hawk? Drew in West LA tweets. Dear Jim, the air quality index is morbidly unhealthy. Regards, people near Ian Poulter. You guys are so sophomoric, man. So juvenile. Then again, you did have Ian Poulter say, hey, did you get that? Did you get that? Yeah, we got that, Ian. Are you in third grade? Ed Wooden Laconic tweets, leave it to Adam Hawk to be the one to compare exercising outside with poor air quality to, quote, bong-ripping bad air. Wore the haze in your apartment matching the haze outside. Wore, am I tripping or does the sky look orange to you? Jamie in Green Bay wants in. Game on. Signed, Ritz blood sugar level.
Game on.
Mailman Casey wants in. Rome, Ritz found his grit and has cut the sugar. Congrats, old man. It's good, man. Sugar's hard to quit. Sugar is hard to quit, especially when you're Ritz and you pile it up on your desk every day. My man's like Scarface with blow, only sugar. You know what happened? He replaced it with Old Trapper, which was a great move. A great move. Well done. I can't believe it. I've been trying to finish these thoughts I have on the Steelers defense for over an hour now, and it's just not happening. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Matt in Dallas. Change up on you. Matt, you made it. I appreciate your patience. Good to have you, Matt. How are you?
Man, Rome, you know, I'm good, man. Anytime you have me on the show, I'm grateful. I don't mind waiting.
Appreciate it. So what do you want to talk about? What's on your mind?
Yo, as Bella B would say, more hockey, Jim. How about those Dallas Stars going to the Cup for the first time in 20 years, pulled it out in overtime. What a great team this is. And, you know, it starts with Jamie Benn, you know, the veterans, Pavelski. Then we got this young one, Giryanov, and then the brick wall in the net, Khudobin, 95% save percentage, saved 119 of 125. We're stoked in Dallas. We can't wait to see him in the Cup.
Man, I love that, Matt. Nice job. Always happy to give you some run. Just to tell you about Dallas, that we start the NFL season, and we're not talking about the Cowboys. We're talking about the Stars. Quickly. Let's go to Wisconsin. Chris in Wisco. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, man?
Good, dude. Good.
Hey, that the push-up
challenge guy. I'm in and out of bars a lot for my job, and it wasn't me doing the push-ups, but I witnessed this guy challenge a guy to push-ups, and it was this old dude with this huge beard, and it looked like he'd been sucking heaters through it for like the last 30 years. And this guy couldn't have been 6 foot, got down and started doing, he had to have done like 31 armed push-ups on this guy. And the dude that challenged him just like essentially walked away. He's like, I'm not even touching that with a 10-foot pole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do know what you mean. That's awesome. That's why you got to be ready, because you never know, right? You never know. And like I said, it's not a matter of like every party has one or every office has one. But you know what? Every bar has one. And you never know when that bag is going to hit you with that. Hey, man, give me 10. Hey, man, how many push-ups can you do? The answer better be more than one. This guy was like, you ready, old man? Let's do this. And then he knocked out 30 with a single arm. And then that was that. Huge call brought to you by Grainger. As you get back to business, Grainger is there to help you with supplies and solutions for every industry, free access to product specialists, safety recovery guides, 24/7 support, and more. Visit Grainger.com/recovery. Grainger for the ones who get it done. Thanks to the WBC light middleweight champ, Jermell Charlo. Billy Napier is the head football coach at Louisiana. London Fletcher, man. Wow. Way back in hour number one. And now we are done. Game 7 this evening. Clippers, Nuggets. We'll be all over that tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. See you then.